You're listening to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast, where we talk all about how you can build your child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. I'm your host, Laura Earnshaw, the founder of My Happy Mind, and I am totally dedicated to helping you become the best parent or carer that you can be. We're proudly impacting over 500,000 children now in our programs in schools, nurseries, and homes. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of those tips with you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to another day of A Little Bit of Happy. Now, some of you will have noticed I've been wearing the same top for the last 3 days. It's not because I don't have any other clothes, it's because I have actually recorded these in advance because I have a crazy busy week this week working with schools and nurseries and all sorts of other things. So I needed to get them recorded in advance for you. I might change my top for the next couple. Anyway, today's session is all about nostalgia. Okay, so it's about play because play is really, really good for us. But here's what I want to do. I want you to talk to your child about a game that you used to play when you were little. Okay, now ideally, this will be a game that you can recreate with your child. So maybe don't pick a board game that you don't have or a game that you can't actually recreate with your child. So a favorite of mine when I was little that I used to play with my brothers was The Floor is Lava, right? So think of a game that you used to play. Maybe it's a game that you can do with a pen and pencil and a piece of paper, or maybe it's a game like The Floor is Lava. Maybe it's doing an obstacle course in your garden. Whatever it is, think back to when you were a child, ideally the same age as your children now, and think about something that you used to love to play. And then share it with them. The reason this is so powerful is, well, oh my gosh, there's so many reasons. One, when you recall memories of your own childhood, happy memories of your childhood, it makes you feel really, really good. Two, children love hearing about our childhood. They love nothing more than hearing about what we used to get up to when we were younger. So this is an amazing opportunity to not only tell them about what you used to get up to, but to show them. And finally, I'm just going to put it out there and say that the old games are the best games. Sometimes by taking ourselves back to when we were children, it improves our mood, it helps us to feel energized, and there's some really, really good games that, quite frankly, need to be brought back. So today's challenge is to think of a game that you used to play as a child and to play it with your own children. This is going to get the happy hormones flowing, not just for them, but for you too. I can't wait to hear how you get on, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and a comment below, and I'll be back next week with more science-backed secrets to building happy and resilient children. Don't forget, you can come and follow me at My Happy Mind on Facebook and Instagram. Take care.